Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, the Director of Witness and Outreach in the Office of National Mission for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And today I'd like to explore with you a little bit what it means to be a witness. What is a witness? Who is a witness? We use that term all the time when we talk about evangelism or outreach. But what is a witness? Well, you are a witness. You are a witness. What does this mean? Well, to get behind the meaning of that word witness, let's start by how we use it in our own language, the English language. And if we turn to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, we find that the word witness has a range of meanings. It begins by talking about what is given by a witness, a testimony. So a witness is an attestation of a fact or event. It's what is actually presented as truth. Well, we're not the truth, so that definition doesn't fit us precisely. That is talking more about what we say, but the one who says it, the one who gives that testimony, is also called a witness in our language. It's one who testifies in a cause or before a judicial tribune. So here we look at ourselves and say, well, if we were in a court of law and we were sworn in and we were giving a testimony, that would make us a witness. And we see that term used a lot in legal circles and entertainment as anyone who's giving a testimony, anyone who's presenting facts is a witness. We can also say a witness is someone who is present when a transaction is being taken place so that they're able to give testimony. And if any for any reason it comes up later, there's any question about that transaction. So they're a witness to the transaction. And an example of this in our everyday life would be someone who signs as a witness at a marriage. So they're on the wedding certificate. Somebody writes out that they're a witness. They were present at this, quote, transaction. So they were able to testify that it actually took place. And then the most familiar term of witness when it comes to matters of faith is the public affirmation by word or example of religious faith or conviction. So that in our little church world is how we tend to use the word witness. But it's the fourth definition in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary that really we want to hone in on if we want to figure out, well, what does it really mean to be a witness of Jesus Christ in the world today? In a world where religious expression is suppressed, unwanted, even turned away. And that definition says a witness is one who has personal knowledge of something. Someone who has personal knowledge of something. Well, that's a witness. Well, you're a witness. You're a witness. You have personal knowledge of many things. But we're talking today particularly about being a witness of Jesus Christ. And as we look at that word and its use in the Bible, the word witness, we find it both in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew language, and in the New Testament, in the Greek language. And it really fits well with our English understanding of someone who has personal knowledge of something. And not just someone who has that knowledge, but somebody who shares that knowledge. And so the witness in the Old Testament, in addition to being used for things that gave testimony, pillars that were built, altars that were erected, things that would give evidence of a transaction having taken place, there's this definition of the word, a person who gives verbal testimony and provides information about a situation. We find examples of that in Exodus 23 and Joshua 24. A person who gives verbal testimony about something, that's a witness, as it's used in the Old Testament. The New Testament word witness is someone who also is, who gives witness or testimony, who gives evidence of something. You know, the word that is used is martis. There's several variations of that word, including the martyria, which you may be familiar with from the Synod's emphasis of witness, mercy, life together. There, in the English Standard Version of the Bible, 93 occurrences of the word witness. All of them are some form of martis, or the verbal form, martyrio, or, and including, martyria. A witness, someone who gives testimony, someone who speaks well of or commends or vouches for something. And as you can hear in that Greek word, martis, we have our English word, a martyr, who is really a witness for Jesus, who is willing to die and does die because of that witness, because of the certainty of what they know and their refusal to be quiet about it, to speak up. Okay, so that's all the word witness, the definition of the word witness, the meaning of those words. What is a witness? Beyond the definitions, what does it really mean to be a witness of Jesus Christ? And we could turn to Dr. Martin Luther for to clear up all that for us, put it in good, simple language. And he says in Luther Works, Volume 20, the word bear witness to in Scripture means as much as to proclaim the Word of God. But what one bears witness to, that men do not see but only hear, and it must be believed. Therefore, bearing witness is nothing but God's word spoken by angels or men, and it calls for faith. Bearing witness, being a witness of Jesus Christ, means speaking of Jesus Christ, sharing the word of God that speaks of Christ. Whether it's by angels or men, Martin Luther says, or by you. So, who is a witness? Well, being a witness is obviously a high calling. To speak of Jesus Christ to the world, a world that's perishing, a world in great need of good news, a world that is darkness, that is searching for light and can't find it. And we have that calling. It's a very high calling. Luther goes on to say in another place, volume 35 of Luther's works, to teach Christ, this is the thing which an apostle is bound above all else to do. As Christ says in Acts 1, you shall be my witnesses. So that's what a witness is, and that's the importance of being a witness. How do you know you're a witness? Well, you've been chosen to be a witness. Chosen by God to speak of him to the world, to speak of him to the people in your life, to speak of him in your workplace, in your neighborhood, at the ballpark, in your family, with your family, as you go about in your everyday life. You're a witness. You've been chosen by God to be his witness for the sake of the world. So you may be wondering, well, how do I witness? What am I witness of? What do I speak about? How do I be a witness? Well, it goes back to what have you witnessed? See, you are a witness because you witnessed something. You're the first-hand witness of God's grace. You were baptized into Jesus Christ. You experience that. You're a witness of it. You see, touch, and taste him in the Lord's Supper. You were there. You could be a witness of it. It's a fact. Every day you live in his grace. His word brings you the assurance of your forgiveness of your sins. You live in that grace every day. You experience it every day. You witness it every day. You're a witness of all these things. A first-hand witness. You're not just speaking about what somebody else has seen, what somebody else has done. You've experienced these things. You've seen them, heard them, touched them. In 1 Corinthians 2, verses 8 to 12, it says, what no eye has seen, no ear heard, nor the heart of men imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. The Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but a Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we do. We understand these things by the working of the Spirit in us, the Spirit who makes you his witness. So how do you witness? Boy, people have made this so complicated, made it sound like to be a witness of Jesus, you have to have a theological degree, maybe you have to be ordained, you don't have to serve in a pasture or have a call from the church. There's all sorts of things people have piled on top of this term witness. When we strip it all away and we look at what God's word tells us, a witness is simply someone who speaks what you know to be true. So be a witness. Be the witness you already are. You have been called to speak what you know to be true, the love and joy and peace of Jesus Christ. And who do you share this with? To whom are you witness? Well, God has put those people in your life. He put them in your life so that you can be a witness to them. You are a witness. You have a great privilege and unspeakable joy before you as a witness of Jesus Christ. May God bless you as you go about your joyful task of being His witness.